This episode of Down Under Debrief was recorded on sacred Quandamooka country. Hello! What a surprise! We're back! Normally we're uploading every Wednesday and debriefing every episode of Drag Race Down Under, but every Monday we'll also be chatting to the most recently eliminated queen. If you haven't watched this week's episode already, make sure you do before we debrief on Wednesday. But otherwise, I'm about to be joined by our newly crowned first out, I say a winner from the other end, the incredible Olivia Dreams. You can, of course, follow Olivia at OliviaDreamsNZ on socials and OliviaDreamsNZ.com. Check it out. Buy some merch. We would love to know what you think of the episode. And let's dive in, shall we? Olivia, welcome to Down Under Debrief. It is such a pleasure to have you fresh off the stage. How are you feeling?
Oh, kia ora. I'm feeling really good. I'm feeling really great. Thanks for having me here.
Oh, it's a pleasure. And look, thank you to Stan for allowing us to have this chat. I am in disbelief that I'm talking to you this morning because I was enamored by you and your personality as soon as you walked into the workroom. What's it been like for you having to watch that back on TV and now several months later? What's the process been like for you?
I've really had like the time to process my feelings and process everything that happened on the show, which I'm really grateful for. I think coming off of it, being first off, absolutely heartbreaking in the moment, absolutely emotional roller coaster, beating myself up and everything. But I've taken the time to really reflect, to really grow and to really process everything. And I'm really happy with what I got to show. Like, I'm really happy with everything. I was a little bit nervous coming into the premiere because I was like, how is this going to be portrayed? How am I going to be portrayed? You know, we don't get to see any sneak peeks or previews or anything like that of the episode. So just really happy to see myself on the screen, essentially.
Yeah. And look, I'm so glad that we got to meet you because I don't think there would really be a chance that we would cross paths. We're over here in Brisbane and you're all the way over in Wellington representing the capital of New Zealand, essentially. That's got to be stressful as well.
Oh, yeah. No, it was definitely a lot of pressure that I put onto myself representing Wellington, like being the first one to represent Wellington on Drag Race Down Under as well. A lot of pressure because this is the first time the world is seeing what Wellington drag is like, right? This is, the poster child of Wellington drag. So I didn't want to do a disservice to my community by representing the wrong ideals or the wrong expectations. And honestly, I think that's where I maybe have tripped myself up a little bit going on the season. I think I was a little bit too quiet, a little bit too reserved, a little bit too worried about how I might be portrayed, that I didn't let myself enjoy the experience as much as I wanted to.
We saw that little bit of you coming out in episode 2 and I was like, oh yes, this is what I wanted. We're getting to learn more about Olivia Dreams. And then you dethroned Amel as the first out of the season. I'm sure Amel's devastated somewhere.
Look, when one supreme fades, another rises in her place. So I'm sorry, Amel, but the season of the pork chop is mine.
I love it. Getting to know you and just having that taken away from me, I'm still a little bit upset about it. I want to hear more about your work in Wellington. Now, you're a show producer, is that right?
That's correct. I am one of the biggest, or if not the biggest, show producer in Wellington. I do a range of shows. You know, we do new drag shows here where new performers can get up on stage, get some experience under their belt, where they're supported by experienced drag artists like myself and a few others in the community, to a national touring show that I do around New Zealand, to bingos that we do at local venues. I produce a little bit of everything here in Wellington, and I absolutely love doing it.
Oh, one day you're going to have to bring one of those tours over to Australia. I am desperate to see you perform, especially if you have that purple dress. I'll happily take that home with me.
Oh, honestly, at this stage, Cal, you can probably have it free of charge. I'll ship it over to you right now, shall I?
Oh, thank you so much.
Actually looking to expand internationally, looking to visit my sisters over in Australia, as well as a few friends over in the US and the UK. So you might be seeing Olivia Dreams sooner than you expect over in Australia.
Oh, thank goodness. I mean, we're good friends with Mandy and Freya, so yeah. I'm sure the show with the three of you is just going to be the show of my dreams.
Oh, look at that. Pardon the pun, pal. That's my job.
No, I had to. Well, it's been such a delight to get to know you and I can't wait to see where you go next. having to see yourself on TV 8 months later, was there anything you looked back on and thought, I wish I did better?
Look, I'm happy with what I brought to the show. The only thing I would change if I could go back in time was just be more confident, be more self-assured. Like, there's always more we could do, right? There's always more. We're always scoring ourselves 9 out of 10 over here in New Zealand. There's always room for improvement. But at the end of the day, I'm happy with what I did. I'm happy with how I performed. I'm happy with how I was portrayed on the season. And I'm just really happy that I got to experience the magic of Drag Race Down Under season 4 with such amazing queens, like your Brisbane sisters, like, you know, all the Australian queens and even the New Zealand queens. Like, having the opportunity to be critiqued by Michelle, just mind-blowing. Being in the same room as Michelle, mind-blowing. But having that special connection with Queen as well, when she gave me that feedback, was just something that I'm going to carry with me forever and a day. And I think it's just what I needed to hear in the moment. And it's really helped me to propel my drag forward in ways that, you know, it needed to be.
Mm, and I can even see it now. Like, you look absolutely stunning.
Yes,
and
my makeup has improved tenfold since the season. I'm definitely looking back at that. I was like, oh my God, my makeup's not the best. But just being around like 9 other drag artists, you pick up so many little tips and tricks when you're doing your makeup, which, you know, even going off the show, I was like, oh my God, they did that differently to how I do it. Let me try that. And it just upped my makeup game so much. And so, like, that's the only thing I wish I could change as well, is just makeup and confidence.
Well, look, I fell in love with you from the get-go. I cannot wait to see where you go. Before we wrap this up, I do want to ask you a question, which I think we're going to ask everyone as we work through this season. Who are some of your local sisters or other drag performers that you want to give a shout out to? Who should the world know about in Wellington?
Oh, there's so many talented drag artists here in Wellington. My good friend Selena Simone, my good friends Robin You're Blind, Homan Erotic, Braden Butter, Just Beth, Heriel, the list goes on and on. Another one you should look out for is Bunny Holiday.
Oh, yes, I know Bunny from House of Drag. Love
House
Bunny.
Of Drag. She's one to watch, but there's so many talented people here in Wellington. And truly, if you're ever in Wellington, anybody, come by, stop by Ivy Bar. There's always drag happening here and would love to show you what we are about.
Wow, it's the place to be. Olivia Dreams, thank you so much for coming on Down Under Debrief. And fingers crossed we get to see more of you soon, hey?
Yes, absolutely, Cal. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.